USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys, I just want you to stay strong.
Ukraine accused Russia-backed separatists in the countries east of more ceasefire violations on Friday. Escalation in eastern Ukraine is further raising tensions between the Kremlin and the West. Moscow state media is reporting Russia's military will be conducting large-scale drills involving its nuclear forces starting Saturday. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Black Lives Matter is being slammed for posting bail on a man attempting a political assassination.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Government funding was set to expire Friday. Thursday, the Senate voted 65-27 to pass a stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown again. The resolution extends funding through March 11th and amplifies how Washington cannot come together to support a long-term budget. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The peaceful protesters in Canada by truckers demanding an end to Canada's freedom-killing COVID mandates are now being arrested by Prime Minister Trudeau's police force. One shop owner in Ottawa was forced to shut down because she chose to support freedom. Tammy Giuliani on Fox News.
Never in my 56 years have I ever experienced a country so divided, so full of hatred towards friends and neighbors. Someone draped a large bed sheet over our sign, you know, and the sign read, "Tammy supports terrorists."
As more people see the political tyranny in Canada, some Americans are choosing not to be outdone when standing up for freedom. In fact, American mothers are getting behind the People's Convoy, a U.S. protest calling for the end of COVID-19 pandemic mandates. Organizer Maureen Steele on Newsmax Thursday.
The mothers are coming out swinging, and they are busy supplying up the truckers, you know, doing care packages, food, water, all of that to get to the truckers for this convoy.
Oh, we have LGBTQ groups even jumping onto this convoy. The word patriotic seems to have taken on a negative connotation with the very far left as being, you know, tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists, you know, are now the new patriots. But that is not true. You know, they can't change Webster's dictionary. We are just freedom loving, country loving people, as we all should be.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.